Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Nivedita and her young daughter, Ishanvi, landed their final twirl in perfect unison, their skirts trailing through the air as light as the wind. From behind the camera, Srinidhi applauded for his wife and daughter.
Papa, I'm even better than Mama now, right?
Ishanvi asked her father. Both of her parents laughed. They knew how competitive she could be. Together, they watched the video they had just recorded. Should we try it one more time? Nivedita suggested.
Yes, let's do it again.
Ishanvi hopped with excitement, spinning to watch the skirt of her lehenga sparkle in the sunlight. No matter how many times they recorded the same dance, she never got tired of performing with her mother. It was so much fun. Little did she know, though, that at the age of 6, she and her mother dancing together was already starting a global movement. I'm Neha Jagani Narang.
And I'm Sonia, her daughter.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. A fairy tale podcast about the real-life rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Nivedita Shetty Hegde and Ishanvi Hegde, a mother and daughter dancing duo and YouTube sensation, who explore their Indian culture and history and bring smiles to families around the world. Nivedita grew up in the Kodagu district in the southern tip of India. From the time she was very young, Nivedita loved to dance. There was something about the intricate dances of her culture that she found irresistible. Maybe it was all the magnificent clothing, like elaborately embroidered saris or robes, patterned salwar kameezes, which are long tunic shirts over matching pants, and full-skirted lehenga choli or dresses. Or maybe it was about the grace and poise of each posture, the precise motions of their hand gestures, or the tinkle of the little bells called kunguru worn around their ankles. Whatever it was, when you put it all together, it was magic. The dancers of Nivedita's home country told exciting stories using movements and expressions, and she loved all of it. Nivedita studied Bharatanatyam, which is a style of dance and a word that translates to the combination of expression, rhythm, music, and dance. Nivedita loved it, but she never thought of doing it as a profession. She had big plans for her career, and eventually, dancing fell to the wayside. Her days were full with schooling and training to become an orthodontist. Nivedita loved to shape her patients' beautiful smiles and build their confidence. She worked very long hours and felt like what she did as an orthodontist was fulfilling. Still, there was part of her that always wondered where that rhythm and music was inside of her.
Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Nivedita and her husband, Srinidhi, had a baby girl in 2014, and they named her Ishanvi for the goddess of knowledge. When Ishanvi was still a toddler, the family moved far away from India to a city called Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. There are millions of people living in Abu Dhabi, which means there are a lot of people who might need Nivedita's orthodontics. But this giant bustling city built right on the edge of the Persian Gulf was very different from her rural hometown in India, which is known for its thick forests where tigers and elephants roam. Nivedita loved her job, and exploring the city was exciting. But she missed India, and she wanted to make sure that she and her growing family stayed connected to their culture. Nivedita always said dancing was her happiness therapy. So she decided to try it again, just for fun. Nivedita learned to choreograph her own dances, inspired by the traditional classical dance forms of her country and by the popular dance moves in Bollywood movies. She designed beautiful clothing, made especially for each dance, and asked her husband to record herself and a friend performing them, so she could post them on YouTube to share with their friends and family. With her long work hours, it was hard to find the time for dancing. But when you love something, it can bring you so much energy and joy. Little Ishanvi loved to dance too. Whenever she saw her mother practicing, she tried to follow along, and she was really good. There was a camera at Ishanvi's daycare, and Nivedita liked to watch the live feed during her breaks at work to see what her daughter was up to. One day, she saw Ishanvi dancing to a nursery rhyme in perfect rhythm, and she had an idea. At home, Nivedita was working on a patriotic dance called Jaga Hindustan, she decided to teach some of her choreography to Ashanvi, who was only 4 years old at the time. They filmed themselves dancing together, wearing matching salwar kameez made from a beautiful flowing white material and bright sashes striped in the colors of the Indian flag, orange, white, and green. After Nivedita posted the video online, it became a huge hit. People especially loved Ashanvi's perfectly timed dancing and adorable expressions. Nivedita realized that by posting their videos online, she wasn't just sharing her culture and history with her own daughter. She was sharing this joy with mothers and daughters all around the world. In the last few years, Nivedita and Ashanvi have posted over 100 new videos, and people love watching them. Each one is a thoughtfully choreographed dance with beautiful matching outfits that Nivedita designs herself. And she even started her own company called Flutter Tails with a friend who is a fashion designer, where she sells some of these gorgeous designs. It's clear that this extraordinary mother-daughter duo loves what they do. Each dance they perform is creative and unique and helps tell ancient stories from Indian history and culture. And their fun is contagious. Nivedita and Ashanvi inspire countless viewers to try new moves and dance on their own. Back at home, Nivedita has just come in after a full day of work and is looking forward to sharing something special with her daughter. All right, Ashanvi, I have a new dance to teach you. Are you ready to learn?
I'm always ready. Papa, get your camera. We're going to dance.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Neha Jogani Nara.
And me, Sadia.
It was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. The story was written by Emily McMahon Watte and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.